Tell me a little bit about yourself, and then we'll go into the award.
So I'm an agronomist. I have been an agronomist for 35 years, maybe, or more. I work for Ohio State at present, so I'm an associate professor in the College of Food, Agriculture, and Environmental Sciences. Work for Extension, so I'm out. And I'm a field specialist, and so I work across the state of Ohio, and I really enjoy working with farmers and their problems and maybe a little bit to help with their yield.
What do you like about the ag industry and, like you said, working with farmers?
Number one, I like being outdoors, and I just love seeing a crop grow. I tell my friends the number one best thing I can see in the spring is corn coming out of the ground, and the number one best thing I see in the fall is when that combine rolls through corn. Or beans, you know, what have you, but you get the idea. It's starting a crop and getting it harvested. I like being outdoors. I like farmers. I think I'll go back to my father, who was a part-time farmer at least. I've learned more from a farmer than I have from any professor, and not to say my professors don't do a really good job, but farmers ask those little teeny tiny questions that are in between those sentences that a professor says. And sometimes that's where you actually get the learning.
The CCA Award. Talk a little bit about that and when you found out that you had won.
So, about 10 days ago, I got a phone call from the International CCA Board. And we had been training voicemail messages for 2, 3, 4 days because I was in the midst of a program and we kept missing each other. And finally, Eric Welch just comes out and says, "Harold, you won." And I go, "Won what?" And so anyway, so... My friends, my coworkers had put my name in. I knew it because I had to fill out some of the information for the application. But this is something they've been trying to do for the last 2 or 3 years, and I kept saying no, let somebody else who really deserves it win it. And so I was a little bit surprised. At the same time, it's a great honor. With the International CCA Program, here in Ohio, we have, 550 or so folks here in Ohio, but, 14,000 folks across North America. So it's a great honor. At the same time, I think this reflects well on the program we have here in Ohio, not just because of me, but because of a whole big team that really puts together this operation we have here, including Ohio Agribusiness Association. But again, I thank my coworkers and my friends who put this in. A couple of them are here today. Like I said, it was a surprise for me, and I told them, no, don't bother. Nominate somebody else put yourself in, I serve on the Ohio CCA Board as an advisor, so I'm an ex officio member, and so I encourage these kind of things for our CCAs in Ohio. But like I said, at the same time, it's an honor. I do appreciate it, and I will be very happy when I actually get the award in my hand.
And you said it will be at Commodity Classic, right?
Commodity Classic in Anaheim. So I think I'm on Wednesday that week is when they'll actually give me an award. So it's part of the sessions. I'm not a speaker there, but during one of the speaking sessions, and it's one of the educational sessions, I'll get a couple of minutes and they'll stick something in my hand, whatever, and make a note of the fact.
Anything else you'd like to add in?
Part of the reason, I guess, that my nominators put into the package, whatever it was, I do try and encourage younger people to get involved in agriculture. I need to throw in a plug for that. I was worried, and I still am worried about where we're going to be in 40, 50 years, whatever. We need more young agronomists. Almost feels like there's a generation we missed because agriculture wasn't so pretty or popular or whatever for a while. We do have way more younger folks, I think, interested today than were 15 years ago, for example. And so I want to encourage more. I also want to encourage more young women to get involved in agriculture. It's been really neat. I have 2 daughters, so I'm always encouraging young women. But it's been really neat to see this increase, really big increase in young women involvement in agriculture.